Media saying that he died today surrounded by loved ones. Foreman, an Olympic gold medalist and two-time heavyweight champ, competed between 1967 and 1997. At 24, he defeated heavyweight boxer Joe Frazier to become the world champ, and in 1974 defended his title in Zaire, the Rumble in the Jungle against Muhammad Ali. He told CBS Sunday Morning in 2005 about naming his children.
Five sons, all named George. You got Muhammad Ali, Joe Frazier, Kenny Norton, Ron Lyle. You let those people hit you on the head and see how many names you're going to remember. It would be confusing. I kept it simple. I never forget a name.
George Foreman dead at 76, no cause of death given. Columbia University under threat by the Trump administration if it didn't make some policy changes when it comes to student protests is now doing it. CBS News New York reporter Derek Waller.
Those changes include hiring 36 special officers who will be empowered to remove individuals from campus and or make arrests. The university is also banning face coverings on campus unless it's for a religious or medical reason. There's also changes to the disciplinary process, including moving the University Judicial Board under the purview of the president's office.
Tense moments in court late today in Washington as a judge accused the Trump administration of knowingly violating his orders as he reviews last weekend's deportation of Venezuelan men to El Salvador. CBS's Scott McFarland.
A week that began with the deportation of 200-plus Venezuelan men unannounced in the dark of night ends with another legal battle over those deportations. The chief judge here in Washington, James Boasberg, asked the Department of Justice why they didn't turn the planes around as he ordered and leave the men locked up in the U.S. so he could review the cases. The Department of Justice didn't directly answer, but there'll be more hearings next week.
Fire crews in portions of Texas, Florida, and the Carolinas are battling wildfires. CBS's Christian Benavides. On Florida's Miami-Dade blaze that has charred over 26,000 acres and is now 50% contained.
We met up with Florida Forest Service firefighters as they geared up for yet another day of fighting this massive brush fire, which has exploded in size since Tuesday.
This is a wind-driven fire.
Wildfire mitigation specialist Ludi Bond took us out to see some of the areas the fire had already burned.
It is leaving pockets of unburned vegetation. As the winds are shifting and changing, the fire will shift and change and move into those unburned areas.
Miami-Dade Fire Rescue is working with the Forest Service to put out the blaze from the ground and in the air.
This is CBS News.
A riddle brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? Progressive protects them both. It was an easy riddle. Learn more at progressive.com.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-460-3550. That's 800-460-3550. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-460-3550. That's 800-460-3550. 800-460-3550. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Korean family of three is missing in the Flagstaff, Arizona area after taking a trip to the Grand Nash Canyon National Park during a dangerous winter storm a week ago.
The three women between the ages of 33 and 59 were last known to be traveling on snow-covered Interstate 40 near Williams, Arizona, south of the Grand Canyon, March 13th. GPS data from their rental car indicated they were in the area of a deadly, fiery 20-vehicle pileup.
Since the 13th, there has been no phone pings that we've seen, no phone calls, no credit card use, and that GPS, there's never been another point of that GPS on that vehicle.
John Paxton is with the Coconino Sheriff's Office in Flagstaff, Arizona. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
CBS News has learned the 2024 NCAA football champions, the Ohio State Buckeyes, will visit the White House next month. Ohio State defeated Notre Dame 34-23. According to sources familiar with the visit, the team is scheduled to meet with the president on April 14th. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight looks mostly cloudy, a low in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, sunshine returns, but cooler, highs to the upper 30s. On Sunday, the wind picks up and rain moves into the area, a high in the upper 40s. Some snow Sunday night. Right now, it's 53.
Down on Memorial Park to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk hotter than a match here. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, even in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match head. But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, summer, in the city.
Shout and started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did Mama saw? It was against the law. Ooh, the Mama looked down and spit on the ground every time my name gets mentioned. The Papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going, I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Mama take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical preach come to get me released, we's all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Ooh.
As the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Your loved ones deserve only the best. Parkview Gardens in Racine provides top-tier assisted living with superb care that always puts your family first. It's large enough to offer many amenities and activities, yet small enough to ensure personal attention for every resident. Families trust Parkview Gardens because their top-tier care starts with a team ready to put your family first day and night. Trust a safe, comfortable home where your loved one can thrive. Parkview Gardens. Schedule a tour today by stopping by or visiting parkviewsenior.com.
Do you enjoy fatty foods, sweets, and alcohol? Who doesn't? Unfortunately, all those things put a lot of pressure on our liver. That's why pharmacist, best-selling author, and nutritional expert Sherry Torkos recommends Active Liver from New Nordic.
The liver is an incredible organ. It works nonstop to process toxins and chemicals from our food and drinks, medications we take, and even environmental exposures. As a health expert, I'm often asked how to support the liver's natural detoxification process and offset the effects of fatty foods, sugar, and alcohol. I recommend Active Liver by New Nordic. This gentle plant-based supplement is an effective way to support your liver's vital functions as well as your energy and overall well-being.
With its powerful blend of turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract, Active Liver is the perfect way to keep your liver healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver is available in both a delicious gummy or tablet. You can find Active Liver in the vitamin aisle at your local CVS or online at Amazon or newnordicusa.com.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We appreciate the groundbreaking efforts of Jeanine Geske. She dedicated her career to transforming the criminal justice landscape. Geske taught in prison and collaborated with victims groups. She continued to champion for change as a justice on the Wisconsin Supreme Court during the 1990s. And in recognition of her impact, she was named the Milwaukee Bar's Lawyer of the Year twice. She also made history in 2002 as the first and still the only woman to serve as Milwaukee County Executive, an interim role worked without pay. Geske's now a professor of law at Marquette University's Restorative Justice Initiative, which she founded in 2005. We recognize the powerful women from the past and those who are still writing their own history today. I'm Jane Matnair.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by me.
Think I love you, but I wanna know for sure.
you.
Started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN. Be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollmann recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Give her all my love.
love her. She gives me everything and tenderly. The kiss my lover brings, she brings to me, and I love her. A love like ours could never die, as long as I have you near me. Bright are the stars that shine, dark is the sky. I know this love of mine
She's the kind of girl who's not too shy.
J-N.
Local news, timeless hits on WRJN. And just because the workday has ended doesn't mean we stop watching the news for you. 7 days a week, around the clock, top of the hour, CBS News happens here on WRJN to go with our local news, local sports, and timeless hits.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
Maybe then I'll fade away and not have to face. I could not foresee this thing happening to you. If I look hard enough into the setting sun, my love will laugh with me before the morning comes. I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black. I see the girls walk by dressed in their summer clothes.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. George Foreman, the heavyweight boxing champ turned businessman, has died at age 76. Foreman's family made the announcement on social media. BBC's David Harper has more on Foreman's life.
He claimed his first heavyweight title in 1973 in a second-round knockout against Joe Frazier. The following year, Foreman lost the title to Muhammad Ali in one of the most famous fights of all time, the Rumble in the Jungle.
the sum total of me would be different if I had won that boxing match. I'm not happy about losing, but I'm happy that I had a chance to be in the ring with such a great man.
Foreman took a 10-year break from boxing, becoming a preacher. He returned to the sport, later winning the heavyweight title for a second time when he was 45.
Faced with a loss of federal funding, Columbia University is changing school policies to meet demands made by the Trump administration. CBS News New York reporter Derek Waller is following that.
There's changes to the disciplinary process, including moving the University Judicial Board under the purview of the president's office. There's also a new Office of Institutional Equity with 57 full-time staff to investigate discrimination complaints. Also, a new vice provost will review curriculum dealing with regional studies, starting with the Middle East.
London's Heathrow Airport resumes some flights tonight after being closed down with a power outage most of Friday. An estimated 200,000 travelers were stranded, and CBS News correspondent Ian Lee talked with some of them.
120 planes turned back, while others closer to the British capital were diverted to nearby European cities. These college friends who spent their spring break in London are charting a new path back home.
Like, we're flying to Minnesota, but our college is in Iowa.